from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, as far as the Falcons are concerned, here's the deal for us. Kirk Cousins, we know, is not going to play, and I'm going to let you hear what he said about not playing. But also, Mike, what did he take away from these practices? Now, they've had 2 days. We had the reports, hey, Falcons got after. Defensively, they did a good job. Offensive line held up. They made some plays. I think it should make you feel good as a Falcon fan. Now, it doesn't mean anything about the outcome of this game tomorrow. It's about getting in the work. So understand that. But Cousins talked about what he took away from these joint practices.
A lot came up. Hey, what do we do versus this look? And, oh, you want that? Okay. So a lot where without having these practices, we might have been not aware of some of the things we want to go to offensively. I think the intensity picked up a little bit, which honestly bothered me a little bit. I said, you know, if the pace of practice picked up, then what does that say about the previous practices? You know, we've got to be at that level all the time. So that would be my challenge. When we go back to Flowery Branch, you know, we got to practice at this pace regardless. And so that'll be an important point of emphasis, but good 2 days.
I love it. He's saying we know we can hit a switch and play at another level. We've seen it down here. Now we got to take that back and try to play that way all the time.
I like the fact, and we said this yesterday at the end of the show. It's funny because it comes up. Sometimes it comes up when we talk about Trey and the Hawks. It comes up when we talk about, you know, college teams. It could be anything. The clubhouse of the Braves. Like, who's the dude stepping up, right, when things are going south?
Yep.
That's leadership. That's a guy saying, hey, we really did. We cranked it. We found another gear against Miami, but we didn't have that gear at regular practice, and that's not the way you win in the NFL. You've got to have those practice habits, and that's a veteran quarterback saying something that Desmond Ridder, with all due respect, because he can't say, because he hasn't been there yet. He can't take that and say that. This guy's got 10 or 11 years in the NFL. He can do that. So that's the kind of thing which resonates, I think, with the younger players, and that's why these guys rally around this dude.
So what about Kirk playing in the preseason? Here was what he said yesterday in regards to how he feels about it.
It's a calculated deal of, if you could promise me I'm coming out feeling no worse for the wear, absolutely. I love to play all four quarters. But the reality is that you can't promise me that. And so you have to be calculated and say, hey, risk versus reward. Let's get all we can in these 2 days, and then we'll protect you, is really the thought process. And it has been around the league now for a while. And I got to get as many mental reps as I can, standing there with the earpiece in, looking at the coverage and trying to make sure that I'm saying to myself, okay, I go to the scout route there. Okay, I throw the sit. Okay, I progress backside of the base. Okay, get to Bijan here. So you're kind of playing the game from the sideline as you're watching.
Great stuff. You know, that osmosis thing and playing inside of your own head, making sure that you're getting the work and the reads that you need. That's what he'll be doing, not only for this game, but for the rest of the preseason. And as a guy who knows he's going to be the starter, Mike, that's frustrating because, you know, he wants to get back out there. Guys, it's been a long time. He got hurt, what, week 8 last year?
Week 8, that was 8 weeks after Aaron Rodgers had his Achilles injury. And that's why we said you got to, you know, temper your expectations. What are you going to see from him? Well, he did get the work in against Miami. He's talked about how good he's looked. He's taken contact. He actually hit the ground against, remember, the Falcons practice a few days ago. So it's not like they got him, like, you know, in bubble wrap like a Fabergé egg. But you're not going to see him on Friday night. You are going to see our man, MPJ, Michael Penix Jr. We have a poll question up at Dukes of Bell 929. How much do you want to see? I said I want to see him for the entire second half. I've seen Heinicke, this other guy from Canada, whatever. I want to see Penix for the first half, period.
Yeah, me too, at minimum. Because I think we've got to figure out, one, what we have. I think we've got a really good player. But you got to give him some snaps, man, and get him potentially ready just in case. That would be the worst-case scenario. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by our friends at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Coming up, strong-arm story of the day. We'll talk with Grant McCauley as well. Braves lose today again. Right now, things are not looking good at all for our Braves. We'll talk more about it. Hey, listen to Kirk Cousins talk about challenging Kyle Pitts. Now, I've told you, I think this is the most important piece to the offense, maybe the team, if Pitts lives up to the expectations of what we think he can do. This is Cousins saying, look, I talk to Pitts all the time.
Well, I think what he has, a couple traits, he can really run, and those guys don't grow on trees, and then he's got length. And as a quarterback, that's really, really friendly. And so, you know, what I'm encouraging him with is to use that length as much as he can. Anytime he lets the ball into his body, I tell him that wasn't good enough. You should never let it come into your body. You're too good to let it come into your body. So I challenge him with that, and then I challenge him. I don't feel like he's running as fast as he possibly can. I say, that wasn't good enough. It was fast enough for a lot of tight ends, but for you, it got to be faster. And so I'm always saying, hey, did you run as fast as you possibly can, and did you snag it with your hands aggressive? Those are the two things I challenge him on, because I said, if you do that, the production can't help but happen. And so I'm just always looking for opportunities to get him running and then give him that ball where he can go snag it.
And that's the thing, man. We had a guy last year, no disrespect, but Ritter was just trying to learn and keep his head above water, and he was struggling. And Arthur Smith was probably not making it any easier for him with some of the cockamamie plays that we were calling at the time.
Yeah.
Now you got a guy who can get the ball into a catch radius, and all our guys, one thing's for sure, Carl, we got, you know, some big dudes in Drake London and Kyle Pitts. The other guys, Mooney's not a little fella. Mooney's got some size, but he's not, you know, 6'4", but he's got speed. And Mooney's going to be out there. One guy who's not, didn't mention it earlier, but Rondale Moore, it was official. We kind of knew it was going to be bad, Carl, by the reaction of the players.
Yeah.
When he got the air cast, and then they had to basically say, practice is over, the ambulance comes and gets him, takes him out. But it's official that Rondale Moore on the reserve injured list with that knee injury. So we don't know if it's an ACL, but most people think it is, something along that line.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.